Briefing officials at Agriculture Ministry in Khartoum on Wednesday, FAO's Director of Emergency Response, Dominique Burgeon, said an assessment conducted by the FAO and the government found about 600,000 families have been affected by floods, putting them at risk of dire food shortages. Burgeon says small-scale farmers are already on the verge of food insecurity, noting more than 100,000 head of livestock were also destroyed in the floods.
We could see the truly massive impact of the floods, not only on commercial farmers, which are critical for the provision of employment to so many people, but also to the small-scale farmers. Those farmers that have just a few pheasants and that need this production to feed their family and especially to feed their children, who once again will be more severely affected.
Early last month, the government declared a three-month state of emergency after heavy flooding affected most of the country. The UN official warns of looming food shortages in Sennar, Blue Nile and White Nile states, along with some parts of eastern Sudan. FAO has pledged $70 million to provide food and emergency support to flood-affected Sudanese families, according to Burgeon.
In the area where we gone, the level of acute food insecurity before the floods was already very high, and we fear that with the impact of the floods and the fact that they will not be able to harvest, and the fact that they are already have to cut the number and quality of the meals, going into very simple type of food such as kisra with water, I think there is really a risk that the food security situation of these people deteriorate.
Sudan's Minister for Labour and Social Development, Lina Asher, who heads the Sudan Task Force on Flood Response, says part of the $70 million pledge will be used to provide food, shelter and medicine to food insecure families.
There are places that are already facing high level of malnutrition, or we could say they have been at risk or facing food insecurity. We need to rush and intervene to save such communities before they face more level of food insecurity.
Asher called on local civil society, youth groups and other volunteer groups to work with the transitional government and UN agencies to help flood victims.
If we look at the number of people who lost their income, they will no longer get their daily earning because farms are already destroyed. Most of them used to depend on the daily casual work in those farms. That is apart from other thousands of families that depend also on their farms in producing their own food.
Sudanese authorities say 16 of the country's 18 states have been affected by heavy rains and River Nile flooding in September. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.